Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 131, no one can fail who seeks to reach the truth. There is such certainty in these words. And the first time I learned this lesson, it gave me a great sense of relief. No one can fail who seeks to reach the truth. This is where we set the destination. We want to know the truth. That is the direction we want to go in. Imagine leaving on a trip, and your only part is to set the destination, and to imagine that it is the Holy Spirit's function to realize and fulfill your goal. Your part is to set the goal. The Holy Spirit's part is to fulfill the goal. No one can fail who seeks to reach the truth. Today we hold in our heart a sincere desire to ask and be given the means and the resources to reach the truth. Today we acknowledge it is not up to us to figure out how this will be done or when it will be accomplished. Our part is to simply choose it and then let it be fulfilled. No one can fail who seeks to reach the truth. It gives us a simple exercise in the book. It asks us to close our eyes and to realize that the senseless world we see and we think is real is not real. It asks us to review the world and all the thoughts that we find compatible with everything that we see. Take a moment to survey your own life, your own story. Perhaps bring in those people and circumstances and resources and all those things around you that make up the story of your life, as if you could do a 360-degree review of your life. Take a moment to let all those details come to your mind. And now it asks us to sink beneath those details, to turn inward, to go to that place of light and joy and peace that is at the center of our being. As we turn inward and we release the story that is on the surface of our mind, we now begin to travel towards the truth that has always been there calling to us and asking to be remembered. As we turn inward, the Course teaches us that we can find a door in the center of our consciousness. And whether you imagine it or experience it directly, simply let it come to your mind, a beautiful door that leads into the light. And as you come to that door and you gently touch that door in the center and the depth of your being, you touch that door and it gently swings open with welcome and gratitude. And on the other side of that door, there is a beautiful light shining on your face and now down and surrounding your whole body. And as you step gladly into that light, all anguish and sorrow and misery disappears. And in the presence of that light, all knowledge is known to you. Today we make a space for this remembrance. Today we allow ourselves to let go of that outside story, to turn inward, that we could be shown and taught something that will bring peace right back to our minds. Today we seek and find all that we want. Our single purpose offers it to us. No one can fail who seeks to reach the truth.